Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
Now, Anna, we are not famous artists.
No, of course not.
You are not Picasso.
No.
I'm not Da Vinci. Neither of us are Michelangelo.
No, but I love Monet.
Ooh, you like Monet?、Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, he's a famous artist who、mm-hmm. lived right around the same time、
really?
As the artist we're going to study today. Yeah.
Who's the artist?
The artist is the Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Vincent van Gogh, yeah.
梵谷啦。
Yes, exactly. He's got kind of a funny name because he's Dutch.Now, if something is Dutch, it comes from the country of Holland,、
mm-hmm.
or the Netherlands,、
mm-hmm.
to say it another way. But Dutch people say his name slightly differently than we do. We say Van Gogh, but I think if you're really Dutch, it's like Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Oh, Van Gogh, yeah.
这是南方音。
Which is why we don't say it that way.
梵谷，梵谷。
People will think you're sick, right? So you say Van Gogh or...There you go. That's a little bit easier. But a very famous, very important artist. His paintings are some of the most expensive in the world. So let's find out about this very interesting old Dutch painter.
Let's take a look.
Vincent van Gogh. The Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh is one of the greatest artists of the 19th century.However, he was a nobody when he was alive. That's because Van Gogh's talent made his painting style very different from the art trend of that time. Few people appreciated his works, so he could hardly earn his living. What's worse, all the bad comments about his art made Van Gogh lose his mind.He chose to end his life early, but he left behind more than 2,000 paintings. Although Van Gogh didn't live to see his success, people today can't forget his greatness in art.
Word power!
Alive, alive. The lost boy stayed alive by fishing and hunting for food. The lost boy stayed alive by fishing and hunting for food. Hardly, hardly. You can hardly find seats in this theater on Friday night.You can hardly find seats in this theater on Friday night. Comment, comment. We left positive comments on the restaurant's Facebook page. We left positive comments on the restaurant's Facebook page. Greatness, greatness. Julius Caesar.Showed greatness as the leader of Rome. Julius Caesar showed greatness as the leader of Rome.
Okay, so yes, the first sentence tells us who we're talking about today. The Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh is one of the greatest artists of the 19th century.
19世纪的话就是从1800年到1899年。
Mm-hmm, right. So this is the 1800s.
对对对对。
Right. He died right at the end around 1890, I think. So he worked for kind of the second half of the 19th century was when Van Gogh was alive and working. And he's famous now, really famous now. If you have a Van Gogh painting hanging in your house, well, you must be rich. If you're not, you will be when you sell it. However,It says he was a nobody when he was alive. So when he was alive, he was a nobody.、
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Alive, of course, is living.、
Mm-hmm.
If you are not dead, you are alive.、Mm. That's right. If you can see me and hear me, you must be alive. Or maybe you're a ghost, but probably you are alive. Okay, so that's basically the time of our life when we are living here on the earth, right? We are alive. For example, we could say the lost boy stayed alive by fishing and hunting for food, right? You need food and water to stay alive, right? Mm-hmm. So he stayed alive by fishing and hunting for food. He didn't die. Good for you, lost boy. It said, though, that Van Gogh was a nobody when he was alive. Well, of course, he was somebody. He was Vincent Van Gogh.
Mm-hmm.
His brother's name was Theo, and he lived and walked around and did things. What we mean here, though, when you call someone a nobody in this way, it means they're not famous. Nobody knows who they are. They're just an average person. So most of us are nobodies, right? If we walk down the street, people aren't going, Lady Gaga, David Beckham, George Clooney. No, they're famous, but most of us, we're not famous, so that doesn't happen.
We're nobodies.
Yeah, exactly. Just like Van Gogh, when he was alive. It was only after he died, that's what we're learning, that he became famous.
对，好像很多艺术家都是死了之后才有名的，然后死之前还活着的时候 ，when they were alive， 当他们还活着的时候，好像都是 nobody， 这什么都不是。nobody 的意思就是完全没有名气，别人都不认识你。特别指的是，比如说像艺术家生前还不出名，还没有名气的时候，就叫做 nobody。不过我们再回头来复习一下这个活着的，活生生的。而不是死掉的哦 ，alive， 通常都会搭配前面 be 动词啊，或者是 stay， 所以你可以说，哎，我们现在活着的 ，we're alive， the boy stayed alive， 经过了什么事还活着也，那当然相对于他死亡的就叫做 dead，dead。
That's the funny thing about art and painting.
对
，right? Artists only become famous. Their paintings only become expensive after they die.
Mm-hmm.
When they're alive, yeah, they can be famous, but not as famous as after they die. Well, let's find out why Van Gogh was a nobody when he was alive. It says he was a nobody. He wasn't famous because Van Gogh's talent made his painting style very different from the art trend of that time.So when he was living, when he was alive, his talent and his painting style, the way he painted, was very different from the art trend or the art fashion or style of that time. So he was doing something really different from everybody else. Everybody else kind of liked this kind of painting. Van Gogh was doing a totally different kind of painting. And at that time, people were like, what's that? That's ugly. That's not painting. That's terrible. So he wasn't famous.It was only later that people started to look at his art and go, wow, that's really amazing that his art became very expensive. So it kind of shows you, even if people don't understand the songs you write, the stories you write, the paintings you make, who knows? Someday in the future, people could look back at you and go, a genius, a wonderful, amazing talent. Because people at that time just didn't understand.
对啊，所以That time 在这里其实是那个时代，也就是十九世纪的时候，他们其实并不能了解梵谷的画作，因为当时的他的 painting style， 他绘画的这个形式风格跟当时的 art trend 那个当时的一个潮流是非常不同的哦。那这个不同，我们可能把这个 different from 把它抓出来，所以他当时的 talent。因为他独到的见解跟他的天分呢，使得他的 painting style very different from the art trend of that time， 当时的一个这个艺术的潮流。
That's right. At that time, when Van Gogh was alive, few people appreciated his works, so he could hardly earn his living. So very few people appreciated, understood, or liked his works. In this case, with an artist like this, his works are his paintings.So very few people liked what he was doing. They didn't like his paintings. So he could hardly earn his living. Hardly is like almost not. It was very difficult. He did make money from selling his paintings, which is, of course, how artists make money. But just a little bit. He had just a little bit of money from selling his paintings to, you know, buy food, to buy some new paints and the things he needs. He certainly was not a rich man. He wasn't living in a big house with lots of people helping or working for him. He was a poor, hungry artist. He hardly made enough to earn his living. That's a difficult life. Our example sentence for the word hardly, you can hardly find seats in this theater on Friday night. It's very difficult. Maybe if you're looking for seats, you can only find one or two. Not very many, because of course Friday night is a popular time to see a movie. And yes, earn one's living is to make the money that you need to live. That's why people work and have jobs, is to earn their living, so they have enough money for food and clothes and other things.
Right. 所以如果当时都没有人欣赏他的画作的话，他当然应该赚不到钱呐，所以就没有办法维持自己的生计嘛。那么维持生计活下去叫做 earn one's living. Earn one's living. 那因为当时几乎没什么人喜欢他的东西，这个几乎没有什么人，很少很少的人叫做 few people. Few people.Few people 就是几乎没什么人，而 appreciate 当然就是欣赏的意思。可是重点在这个 hardly， 这个 hardly 在英文当中啊，几乎就被当成是一个否定词了。它本身是副词，可是通常都是 can hardly do something， 或者是 could hardly do something， 表示这个动作几乎做不到，几乎没有办法完成。
So this was, of course, already a difficult life for a young artist to be painting, working so hard, but not selling his paintings, right? A lot of people said without his brother was actually a painting seller.
Really?
An art seller. So he helped him sell some, but even that wasn't very much. And he had other trouble too, our friend Vincent van Gogh did. It says, what's worse, all the bad comments about his art made van Gogh lose his mind.
Made him crazy?
Yes, exactly. He was a very sensitive man, like a lot of artists. So when people, you know, laughed at his paintings or said they weren't good, said he didn't have any talent, it really hurt him a lot. And he was also, you know, he had problems with his mind through a lot of his life. And eventually, yeah, he did lose his mind. He kind of went crazy because of some of the comments and also because of other things in his life. He never found a girl to love and things like that too. So he had a kind of a sad life. But these comments, a comment is when you tell someone what you think. If they say, hey, do you like it? And you say, well, I do. I quite like it. I think this could be better and that is really good. That's a comment, okay? So, you know, for example, if your friend sees a movie and you ask them, well, was it good? And they tell you what they think, those are their comments. That's their ideas. So,He didn't like hearing bad things about his paintings. The example sentence reads, we left positive comments on the restaurant's Facebook page. We love the restaurant. The food's so good. So, yeah, he did have problems with his mind.
Okay, 所以为什么呢？因为除了说没有人喜欢他的画作之外，那些评论给他不好的评论的，觉得他画不好的这些comments 就是所谓的评论的意思，不管是好或者是坏。所以在这里特别讲的是那些 bad comments 都让他 crazy, lose one's mind, 就是让他整个就是发疯了。
That's right. He chose to end his life early, but he left behind more than 2,000 paintings. So he chose to end his life early. Yeah, that's a way of saying he killed himself.
He shot himself.
Yeah. Some people think maybe it was an accident.Other people think, no, he really wanted to die. No one's really sure, but he did die at a very young age. But he left behind more than 2,000 paintings, so there you go. Although Van Gogh didn't live to see his success, people today can't forget his greatness in art. So yeah, when he was young, even when he died, he wasn't a famous rich painter, but now he is. I think one of his paintings sold for like $40 million or something like that, so it just shows you.Maybe we should bring him back to life. He could live in a big house and be happy. But we will always remember his greatness. Greatness is what we use to talk about really important, amazing people. Okay, so you can talk about the greatness of a great athlete or the greatness of a great president or leader or someone like that. They're an amazing, incredible person. Most other people cannot be like that because they're special in some way. They have a greatness.For example, we could say Julius Caesar showed greatness as the leader of Rome.
Caesar, 就是凯撒大帝咯。所以其实最后这个字的 greatness, 它就是 great, 伟大的名词。所以当我们讲一个人很伟大的那个伟大状态那个名词叫做 greatness。当然前面有一个片语叫做 leave behind, 就是留下了什么什么。好，别走开哦，接下来是我们的 wrap up。
So Anna, have you ever seen any of Van Gogh's paintings?
有一个自画像 self-portrait.
Okay.
那个自画像
Yeah, with
that's impressive.
That's many different colors, right?
Right,
he uses many different colors. So up close, it's kind of like, what is this?
Right.
But then as you move back, you see it's a face and it's done so well. That's what he was famous for, using paint almost like light.I think a lot of people had never done that. If you look at Van Gogh's paintings, they're not smooth. They're very bumpy.
Really?
Because he used a lot of paint on there. But the effect when you stand away is amazing. So like Starry Night or the Field with Flowers or the self-portrait. Amazing paintings. If you ever get a chance here in Taipei, traveling in Europe to see some Van Gogh, really do check him out because he was a very talented man. All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Keep painting.
It's getting late, so I guess it's time for us to say goodbye.
It's getting late, so I guess it's time for us to say goodbye.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。今天我们要继续跟大家谈谈，如果在参加完 party 后想要离开，可以怎么样用英文跟主人道别呢？你可以跟他说It's getting late, so I guess it's time for us to say goodbye. 时间不早了，我想我们该告辞了。我们首先看到的句子的前半段 It's getting late, 就表示时间越来越晚了。It's getting 加上形容词，就表示越来越怎么样的意思。例如天色越来越暗了 It's getting dark, 天气越来越热了 It's getting hot.而句子后方的 It's time for us to say goodbye 是时候说再见了 It's time for somebody to do something 就表示是时候让某人做某件事例如当你说 It's time for me to take a shower 我该去洗澡了 It's time for you to go home 你差不多该回家了接着就让我们来复习一下今天的例句It's getting late, so I guess it's time for us to say goodbye. 小聚会，我们下次见喽。
Little 和 small 都是小的意思。
对啊，那差别到底在哪里呢？
小啊，
但是他还是很可爱啊。He's Elsa so. 是什么？
还是 Little？ 啊，不管了，我要去找签名了。
small or little？ 其实一般来说呢 ，small 都是用来表示像是尺寸的小号。所以我们如果在 T-shirt 上面看到小号，就是用 small 来表示哦。For example, this T-shirt is too small for me. 这件 T-shirt 对我来讲太小了。另外呢 ，small 也可以用来表示像是食物或是饮料的小份哦，所以这个小可乐啦、小薯条啦，都是要用 small。For example, I'd like a small fries， 就是说我想要一份小薯。而虽然有时候 little 和 small 也可以互换着用，但是呢 ，little 比较带着这个感情色彩哦，可能是因为喜欢啦，或是讨厌，还有这个可怜的语气哦。因此呢，如果你只是想要形容身材比较矮小的女生，你用 a small girl 就可以了。可是呢，如果你要表示这个有点可爱或是喜爱的语气，指哇那个很小又可爱的女生，你就要用 little， 所以你可以用 the cute little girl。另外像是 Oh, look at that poor little dog. He looks really hungry. 这也是有带着感情的色彩，所以要用 little.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
虽然眼睛可以用 small eyes, 可是表姐是想说 Rain 的眼睛很小又可爱，就可以说 I love his cute little eyes.
It's getting late, so I guess it's time for us to say goodbye.
It's getting late, so I guess it's time for us to say goodbye.
Vincent Van Gogh.
The Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh is one of the greatest artists of the 19th century. However, he was a nobody when he was alive. That's because van Gogh's talent made his painting style very different from the art trend of that time. Few people appreciated his works, so he could hardly earn his living. What's worse, all the bad comments about his art made Van Gogh lose his mind. He chose to end his life early, but he left behind more than 2,000 paintings. Although Van Gogh didn't live to see his success, people today can't forget his greatness in art.
Alive, alive. The lost boy stayed alive by fishing and hunting for food. The lost boy stayed alive by fishing and hunting for food. Hardly, hardly. You can hardly find seats in this theater on Friday night. You can hardly find seats in this theater on Friday night. Comment, comment. We left positive comments on the restaurant's Facebook page. We left positive comments on the restaurant's Facebook page. Greatness, greatness. Julius Caesar showed greatness as the leader of Rome. Julius Caesar showed greatness as the leader of Rome.